For a while now, the city of Vancouver in British Columbia has served as a stand-in for American locales. It can be cheaper and easier to make movies and TV shows there. But recently, some U.S. and international productions have started filming in Cape Town in South Africa. It's got a good currency exchange rate and its own generous production incentives. It's good for Cape Town, too. More movies and TV shows mean more jobs for local actors, if they can just master one thing. Gideon Brower has that story.
For professional actors in Cape Town, the influx of international film and TV production is a great opportunity with a catch. Many of these big-budget shows want to hire South Africans for roles, as long as they don't sound South African.
One of the first roles I had to play was Bosnian, then played a Polish accent. American, I've obviously played. British roles have come up, played a German.
Patrick Walton is a longtime actor, stuntman, and producer. He's watched productions come to Cape Town from the U.S., the U.K., Europe, India, even Finland. The series Homeland shot a whole season doubling Cape Town for Islamabad. And the city's beaches have stood in for Malibu. Walton says it's not hard to recreate U.S. locations. Just change the signage, swap in some left-hand drive cars, and you're pretty much there. The bigger challenge for producers is populating these fake Americas with fake Americans.
Before you come out of drama school, you've got to be able to do a really good American accent and a really good British accent.
Emma Ress is a talent agent. She says Cape Town actors used to just listen to accent tapes when they needed to. But these days, they're turning to professionals like Robin Scott.
I started about 3 years coaching just professional actors, and it's boomed.
An actor herself, Scott teaches her colleagues how to sound Irish or Eastern European, or most often, American.
Because it's all about rounding your vowel sounds. That's key, you know, hitting those R's that you guys like so much.
For homework, Scott has her students watch The Bold and the Beautiful, the American soap opera that airs in South Africa.
Every actor in that soap opera is doing the correct accent.
Trust me, dethroning Rick is what's best for everyone.
And because it's a soap opera, you know, everything's slow. They speak quite slowly.
And Rick is a smarmy little dictator.
Actress Katya Hopkins has worked with Scott on an American accent for about 6 months now.
Jack Cade stumbled as he
tried.
Do you just curse Americans for their infuriating way they talk?
No, it's just very hard for South Africans to do.
Actors like Hopkins can take some comfort in the fact that big movie stars themselves tend to stumble over the notoriously difficult South African accent. Morgan Freeman and Matt Damon get decent reviews for their efforts at two different varieties of the accent in the 2009 film Invictus.
What is your philosophy on leadership? How do you inspire your team to do their best?
By example. I've always thought to lead by example, sir.
But to some South African ears, not everyone hits the mark. Like the apartheid-era villain in Lethal Weapon 2. He sounds over the top.
My dear officer, you could not even give me a parking ticket.
In 10 years' time, I think we are going to be catching up with a lot of the bigger cities like London and LA for film production.
Dennis Lilly, CEO of the Cape Film Commission, is bullish on Cape Town's prospects. But talent agent Emma Ress wants to see local actors getting roles that are bigger, better paying, and more diverse.
It just seems a pity that they're not being afforded the opportunity to audition for the supporting leads at least.
Accent coach Robin Scott is confident that as more South Africans master the nuanced dialect of The Bold and the Beautiful, they'll land more and bigger parts in U.S. and other foreign productions. Warner Brothers' straight-to-DVD division recently shot a modern-day Cinderella film in Cape Town. Scott was in it, and so were some of her students.
When I looked at the cast list, South African, South African, South African, South African, South Africans, and they all had to do an American accent. I was just so proud. So yes, it's shifting.
For The World, Gideon Brower, Cape Town, South Africa.